This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. To the uninitiated, this final day of the session may look like one long cocktail party, with knots of people conversing quietly here and there, and the House and Senate both taking lengthy recesses. But those clusters of conversation are actually conference committees, working to resolve differences over the contents of bills. I sat down with the man who knows most about conference committees, John Alario. Having served as Speaker twice and Senate President twice, he says there is a strategy to picking the three conferees from each chamber.
The Senate has a different set of rules than the House. The House is automatically the chairman of the committee, the author of the bill, or the one who handles the bill on the floor, and then the Speaker has an appointment. I try to follow the same concept, though, when I make a decision. I try to put the chairman of the committee that heard the bill, because he'll have knowledge of what the testimony was, the author of the bill, or who's handling it for a House member. And then I'll look at whatever the issue is, who that third person might be. If it's a particular issue, I think a legislator has some expertise in that can help us. And then I'll try to put somebody with knowledge on those conference committees. If there's some bill that we think is not in the best interest of the state, then certainly I would try to assign people to it that either get a compromise worked out that would be something we could live with, or just simply kill it.
I asked if he had ever chosen conferees with the intention of killing a bill. He laughed.
I may have through the years. That's part of the strategy. Politics always comes into play. That's the game we're in. So it's always a consideration. It always depends on the issue.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from IEM, Worldwide Disaster Management from Louisiana since 1985. I think, therefore IEM, and Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge.